From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While the more than half a dozen wildfires burning across the West certainly have an immediate impact on the nearest residents and the environmental landscape, they also could have a political impact this election year. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, how do you think the wildfires we've seen in Utah, Colorado, and across the West turn political?
You know, it's actually very interesting you ask that question because just this week I got an email, a press release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it was fascinating to see them talk about all the wildfires in Colorado. There was absolutely no mention of the wildfires in Utah in the email, which I thought was kind of interesting given that we have quite a bit of Utah burning up right now. But Utah, by the way, is not a swing state. Colorado is a swing state.
Very
so
true.
Maybe there's some messaging going on with that. I'm not quite sure.
And Thomas, let me play you this clip of Republican State Representative Mike Noel, who represents Kane County, where one of the worst fires is burning in Utah right now, the Shingle Fire.
The wildfires that are occurring right now throughout the West are a direct result of their ineptness and inability to harvest timber, to reduce fuel sources, and to stop the encroachment of the bark beetle in our areas. I think the people in the state of Utah have as much common sense and as much ability to manage these public lands as any Washington bureaucrat.
So it sounds like Representative Noel has quite a bit of faith in the federal government's efforts to prevent wildfires, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I would like to ask him a follow-up question. Would he like to get rid of all the federal money helping with this right now, too? Because I assume that the you know, when it comes to that situation, he probably doesn't want to turn away the interagency fire authorities trying to combat these fires.
And this has kind of become an issue, or at least is starting to, for Mitt Romney, because I definitely see people taking shots at him for saying something along the lines of, well, we don't need more public employees right now, like police and firefighters and teachers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was a very odd comment. It's been called one of his big gaffes recently. It was when Romney was talking about Obama and going after Obama, and his quote was, he wants another stimulus. He wants to hire more government workers. He says we need more firemen, more policemen, more teachers. Did he not get the message of Wisconsin? But the quote actually doesn't make sense because Wisconsin, those guys were all exempted from the cuts to their benefit plans. Firefighters, policemen, yeah. So it didn't actually make any work at all. And Romney, I'm certainly regrets that now that wildfires are burning in Colorado and other swing states.
Switching topics, Thomas, while most Utahns are certainly familiar with GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney as president of the 2002 Winter Olympics here in Salt Lake City, as you noted this week in Political Cornflakes, it turns out the Romney family hosted its own version of the Olympics this summer. What's that all about?
You know, I love it. They have the Romney Family Olympics. So there's some traditional things they do. They all get together at Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire. They have a nice little lake resort house and a bunch of, you know, toys like Ski-Doos and stuff there. But one of the things they do is they have this like triathlon where you bike, swim, and run. They have contests who can throw a football the farthest. And then they also have some things that are a little odd, like who can hang from the pole the longest, who can hit the most nails in a board in 2 minutes. You know, it's a little strange, but it gives a little insight into the guy of, you know, that's what he does with his family. It's very structured. They have a lot of fun. They do this every single 4th of July.
Maybe we could add those to the 2016 games, perhaps a little too soon for 2012.
I personally would like to challenge Mitt Romney to who can hit the most nails in a board in 2 minutes. I think it'd be fun.
All right. I'll be there to record it for sure. Finally, Thomas, there's one particular edition of Political Cornflakes you put out this week that has now garnered 213 comments when I just checked a few minutes ago, which is a bit above average. And looking at the lead story in that particular post, I'm not surprised at all to see it garnered that many comments. Which story are we talking about?
You know, I've always thought that if I could get the words share, magic underwear, and Mormon into a headline, I would do very well online. That was the case. I would like to thank Cher for tweeting. Actually, you know, it's a pretty offensive tweet. She said, I feel like if he, meaning Obama, doesn't get all his ducks in a row will be forced to listen to uncaring Richie Rich, the whitest man in magic underwear in the White House.
Oh, boy.
You know, obviously to Mormons out there, that's very offensive. Magic underwear is a term. It's a slur to many, many people who are of the LDS faith. And she didn't retract it. She didn't step away from it. But again, it's one of those things that we're going to see a lot of probably this year. People are going to say some stuff that they wouldn't normally say about any other religion.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week when hopefully less of Utah is on fire.
Yes, stay cool and don't light any fires out there.